We're dinking around with Eddie and Webby. Dinking around with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna play some pickleball. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, how's it going? This is Webby, not Eddie.
And I'm Eddie, and this is our 63rd Dinking Around.
Aw, yeah, episode number 63.
Yes, and now this is episode 4, or instance 4 of the new format, and I'm loving it, Webby. We're going to stick with it.
Yeah, we've done over 160 episodes of pickleball podcasts, and I think we finally found the format that we like.
It only took 160, and it took an awesome partner in Valair Pickleball. So happy to be partnering with Valair Pickleball. Guys, if you want to get your hands on some of the best pickleball paddles and best pickleball gear, you can go to Valair.com and you can use coupon code PB for life to get what, Webby?
You're going to get yourself 10% off your order and you're going to help out our channel.
Yes, we couldn't recommend checking out Valair.com enough. They're a great company with great pickleball equipment. You won't be sorry.
You definitely will not be sorry, but I do have a question for you, Eddie.
What in the world is in that drink? What you got in that drink?
Well, today I'm going to be drinking one of my all-time favorite beers. If I don't know what I want to drink, this one always comes through, and this is from Bell's Brewery, and this is the good old Two-Hearted IPA. You just cannot go wrong with this one, and I always love it. It's always delicious.
I agree. It's my Stranded Island beer. If you could have only one beer for the rest of your life on a Stranded Island, that's probably it. Maybe Fort Myers High Five, but it's up there for me. It's an excellent beer.
What about you? What are you going to be sipping on this evening?
Well, the last two episodes, I've been drinking spiked hard seltzers from our friends over at Fort Myers Brewing Company. And tonight, I'm actually going to be drinking their watermelon flavor. And Webby, I got to tell you, I'm usually not a fan of watermelon beverages, but I really like this one. And I can't stress enough. Zero carbs, zero sugar, 90 calories, 5-point-something% alcohol, tastes great, light, refreshing. It's incredible. It's a great pickleball beverage as well.
Nice. Sounds delicious. Hopefully it's as good as the watermelon Four Loko, but
yes.
Cheers,
my friend. Ah, that is tasty. Webby, I got a question for you. What time is it?
Now it's time for Memes of the Week. Yeah.
That's right. It's time for the hottest segment in all of pickleball podcasting, Memes of the Week, where each of us bring some of our favorite memes that we found on social media. So, Eddie, let's start with you. What did you bring to the table today?
Well, Webby, I got to tell you, I'm super excited about this one here because it's from our friend Evan Slaughter, who we've had on the podcast before. Absolutely hilarious. Big in the pickleball world. Also, big in CrossFit. He's a hilarious guy. And this is his meme that says, point of view, waiting for a pickleball court to open up. And anybody that's gone to open play, you could probably relate with this one there. I'm going to play it and just let him do his thing.
I mean, this is ridiculous, dude. Bill's been on the court for 2 hours. Bill. Let people rotate in, Bill.
Can't believe Bill.
Do you see Janet over there on the advanced court? She just started pickleball 2 weeks ago. She's not advanced.
Janet.
All right, Susan, we know you're just out here to drink and socialize. Some of us actually want to play. Hey, who's the new girl? She's got a backhand. She has got a backhand. This is us, Steve. Nope. Hey, never mind. Nope.
I think anybody that's gone to open play can relate with a few of those situations.
Oh, yeah.
I think Evan nailed it. That happens quite a bit, don't you think?
Yeah, that was great. I love the part where he was talking about, I think it was Janet, who like just learned to play a couple of weeks ago, and she's on the advanced court, but definitely shouldn't be on the advanced court. That I feel like that happens every single time. There's always at least one person that's playing on the advanced courts that has no business being there. So then somebody's either got to be the jerk and tell them, like, hey, you should probably go play with the lower level players. Or like, have you ever had the experience where like your paddles are stacked and you're with the Janet of the group, and then people would be like, actually, I'm going to sit out this round. And then they like move your paddle up to be with Janet and stuff like that. I feel like that happens every time too. And then you get stuck with the noob when you've been waiting for a while and you want to get a good game in, and then that happens.
Janet ruins everything, man. Well, that's my meme for the week. What about you?
Well, today I've got a couple memes that come from our friends over at The Dink. I think The Dink is one of the best newsletter groups out there in all of pickleball. They have great podcasts. They have great information about pickleball in general, both amateur and professional. And every once in a while, they do a really funny meme as well. Today, there's a couple that I want to go over. All right, so we can't play the audio on this one because we don't want to get a copyright strike, but we got some really hip rock music playing, and the caption that goes along with it says, "Dads, when new pickleball courts open up in the neighborhood." And yeah, they're getting down. They're excited. and I feel like this is so accurate. I feel like most people have a dad or know people with dads that look just like this. And when the music gets going that really tickles their fancy, this is what they look like. And this is what happens when they find out that some new pickleball courts opened up in the neighborhood.
I totally agree. The best part is, Webby, is that, you know, you and I used to work for the same company, both in IT. And I'm pretty sure that any of our holiday parties, this would have been exactly what the IT group looked like on the dance floor as well.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Very, very accurate. Yeah.
I love it, man. That's perfect.
And then here's another hilarious one from The Dink Pickleball. And it says, "Me, definitely a 5.0 after losing to a couple 3.6s with Walmart paddles.
My shoulder is dislocated, literally. It's hurting me very badly. I'm in pain all the time. This is, see this arm? This is as far as I can reach it. Same with this side."
Oh, God.
That's so accurate, too, because I've so many times there'll be some people that claim to be 5.0, and then they lose to people that are like very new to the sport, and they're just full of excuses like that. Like, "Oh, yeah, just I haven't been feeling good lately," or, "Yeah, I pulled something in my arm, and it's just it hasn't gone back to normal yet, so that's why I lost."
Yeah. What's the biggest BS excuse you think you've heard out on the court?
I feel like people saying that they're sick, that they're like getting over a sickness. I feel like that's like the go-to. "I just haven't been feeling good lately. I'm not playing like I usually do." And like they don't have any symptoms at all, but they claim to be very sick.
Got to protect that ego at all costs, man.
Yeah, but those were some great memes. I love it. I absolutely love this segment. And then if any of you have any memes that you know of that you want to send our way, or if you are a meme creator as well, feel free to reach out to us on social media, send us a direct message, or send us an email. And you never know, we might play it on the next episode.
That's right.
But, Eddie, do you know what time it is?
Now it's time for Topics of the Week.
That's right, Topics of the Week. And with this segment, Webby and I are both going to pick a topic. They're going to be pickleball related mostly. We're going to talk about them. But ultimately, we want to know what's your opinion. What's your take on this as well? Because we're just two dumbasses out here just spewing a bunch of crap. You guys are the smart ones, and so we want to hear from you. And Webby, why don't you kick us off? What is your topic for this week?
We've talked about this in the past throughout the years, and I feel like I've kind of gone back and forth with my opinion on it, but I now have a definitive answer on which way that I go, and I'm curious to know what you think, and I'm curious to know what all of our audience thinks as well. But what is superior, indoor pickleball or outdoor pickleball? And I think I might know what your answer is, but you never know. We haven't talked about this in a while, so I'm curious to know, what do you think is definitively better, indoor or outdoor pickleball?
So this is hard to answer because there are certain indoor conditions that I think lead to me saying indoor, but it's only a very rare occurrence that I play at an indoor facility that I really like. I will say that the Orchard at Jigsaw Health is a facility that I love playing at. If every facility had a nice pickle roll court surface, good lighting, then I would probably say indoor because, yes, there are risks to outdoor play, mostly weather, sun, things like that, that you can avoid by indoor. But the fact of the matter is that that's one facility out of maybe a dozen or so that I've played at, and the rest of them, outside of Wolverine Pickleball, kind of leave a lot to desire. So I still think at the end of the day, I prefer playing pickleball outdoors when the conditions are right. But there are some rare exceptions to that. But if I had to pick one, I believe that pickleball is an outdoor sport and I prefer playing it outdoors. I think that's part of the whole experience for me of playing pickleball.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And I definitely agree with what you said. Now, I do love playing outdoor pickleball, but for me, it is 100% definitively better to play indoors, as long as you have a good facility. I am very lucky to have a lot of great indoor facilities where I'm at.
Yeah.
And because of that, that's why I am now saying definitively indoor is what I would always prefer. For me, it's just I have been screwed over when it comes to wanting to play pickleball on certain days because of the weather. Like you said, it could be either too windy, it could be too rainy, sometimes even too hot. I mean, there's just so many factors to where like the weather really has to be perfect for it to be enjoyable for me to play outdoors. And then even when the weather is nice, if it's a nice sunny day, not too hot, not too windy, I still have to deal with whether I want to wear sunblock or not. And then you got to deal with, okay, like, do you not wear sunblock and risk getting sunburnt and get skin cancer eventually? Or do you put sunblock on and get cancer from the chemicals in the sunblock? I mean, yeah. So even if the weather is perfect, a nice, clear day, a perfect day for playing outdoors, you still got to deal with the effects of the sun. So even when the weather is good, there's bad stuff with it. And the thing that really pushed me over the edge, it actually just happened over the weekend after this episode is about to air, is I was scheduled to do a tournament in Grand Rapids outdoors, and the forecast is calling for thunderstorms the entire weekend, so I'm pretty sure it's going to get canceled. And this will be, I think, the fourth time that a tournament has been canceled that I was supposed to play. No indoor backup, so it's just, it's so frustrating because I got a hotel. I was going to stay in Grand Rapids for the weekend. My wife and I are making a trip out of it, so we're still going to have fun, even though the tournament isn't going to happen. But it's just so frustrating because I've been looking forward to this. The partner I was going to play with is somebody that I've been practicing with. We jive really well, and I think we were going to do very well in this tournament. I think we could be very successful together. And there's been tournaments in the past, same exact situation. I was going to team up with a really high level 4.0 plus player to do a 4.0 tournament with, and the weather caused it to get canceled. So I've been screwed over so many times due to being at a venue that's outdoors. And you need to have good indoor facilities for that to even be acceptable to say you prefer indoors. But like I said, I am very lucky. I've got numerous great indoor facilities, and it seems like a new one is opening up. Like sometimes two or three new facilities are opening up every year in the Southeast Michigan area. So I'm very fortunate in regards to that. But another reason why people prefer to play outdoors is the fact that you can usually play for free. You just go and then you play with the locals, or maybe there's certain times where they have like paddle stacking, or some places even have like certain courts that are divided by skill level and stuff like that. But even in those cases, like you never know what you're going to get. Like you could play one day with a really good group of people. Things are flowing. It's a lot of fun. But then the next day could be the same time of day and everything, but it might be a lot of different people that are like newer to the game, or maybe people that are just not nice, like they aren't fun to play with and stuff like that.
But isn't that just a result of open play versus planned play? I mean, whether it's indoors or outdoors has no bearing on whether or not you're going to play with, you know, random people or not.
I rarely do open play when I go indoors. When it's indoors, I either go with a set group, we rent a court, or I do set skill level. And luckily, like at Wolverine Pickleball, they're nice and strict about the skill levels there. So if you're doing 3.5 plus or 4.0 plus, you know you're going to get good, solid, consistent level play. I mean, every once in a while, there's one or two people that maybe don't belong with the group, but I feel like that's pretty rare. And the way that they do it, the games move along and you rotate with different people a lot to where it's not really that big of an issue, even if there was like one game with somebody that wasn't quite up to speed with the skill level that you signed up for. But yeah, it's just way more consistent play. To me, it's well worth the extra money to spend to either book a court and play with a set group of people, or to play with a designated skill group and stuff like that. So yeah, just everything about it, there is just way, way, way more pros to indoor play for me than there are negatives. And to me, it's a no-brainer these days. I prefer indoor. I would gladly pay a few extra bucks and play indoors than play outdoors nowadays. And then I'm always guaranteed to play.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say you could play outdoors, perfect weather. What's your temperature? 70 degrees, 60, 68 degrees? Is that like your perfect temperature?
Yeah, I would say like 67, 68 degrees, overcast sky, no sun. That way I don't have to worry about sunblock.
No wind.
And no wind, yep.
Right. So if you could have those three conditions or play indoors and everything else was exactly the same, the court surface, the group you're with or whatever, which of those two would you rather play?
Honestly, I would still go indoors because indoors always has a nice bathroom. Outdoors, there's not.
Okay, I'm talking about just the actual play part of it, not like what you have access to or who's on the court or what court surface, just the actual environment you're in. Would you rather be outdoors or indoors?
I mean, I would like the fresh air. The fresh air would be nice. So, I mean, there are times where outdoors is better, but it's just so few and far between that that I can't help but always choose indoors. And plus also, like, let's say you and I, we only are free to play 2 weeks from now on a certain day. Like, there is no way we could guarantee that that would happen outdoors. Like, we don't know how the weather is going to be if you play. If we schedule court time indoors, it's locked in. The only thing that would stop that from happening is if, like, something happens to one of us, like, to where we can't show up and stuff like that. So it's just, there's so many pros to playing indoors that it's, it's not even a question to me anymore. Like, I like playing outdoors in ideal conditions, but, it's just, I've been let down way too many times playing outdoors for me to choose outdoors as the preferred pickleball method.
I get that. I think based on where you live in the country too, it makes a lot of sense as well.
Well, I mean, even when I came down to Florida, though, like we had a tournament get rained out there. And then Arizona, I had a great time in Arizona, but like you could only play in the morning and evening if you wanted to play outdoors because during the day it was way, way, way too hot. So, yeah, I think all over the country it's a problem with the weather.
Yeah, I bet you like LA, that would probably be more ideal. They typically don't get a lot of rain. The temperature is usually pretty moderate year round. You do have the sun that I know. You know, you're half vampire, so that really hurts you. But I think that would be, you'd have much more consistent ability to play outdoors than other parts of the country per se.
Yeah. But the main reason I'm so passionate about it right now is because this tournament that's coming up is very likely going to get canceled. And it's just made me very frustrated because it's not cheap. Just the tournament expense itself is not cheap, but then we also are traveling across the state, staying in a hotel for a couple nights. So it's still going to be fun, but man, what a disappointment to not be able to do the tournament.
Yeah, I think it's great points.
But I'm curious to know what all of you think out there. Do you all think I'm crazy? Would you choose outdoor play all day, every day? Let us know in the comments below. But Eddie, what's your topic of the week?
So my topic is a little bit interesting, and the question was actually proposed from somebody that I played pickleball with last weekend. He is choosing to remain anonymous, but I will tell you, he is a referee, and we were just talking about pickleball, and he asked me a question if the word dink or dinking is hurting our sport, and that made me think, okay, is the fact that our sport is named pickleball also hurting the sport? So I want to be able to ask those two questions. I'm not recommending that we change from the name pickleball. That ship has sailed. There's no sense in changing the name now. But right. Webby, my question for you, let's just start with the sport being called pickleball. Do you think the fact that it's named pickleball is hurting the sport, helping the sport, not making a difference? What's your thoughts on that?
So early on, when I first got into pickleball, I would have said yes. The name of the sport hurts it. It sounds ridiculous. People are not going to take it serious. But here we are, like at least 6 or 7 years later, and I don't think it's an issue these days. I mean, for crying out loud, cornhole is a very popular sport and is on ESPN. So I do not think in this day and age, the name of the sport is hurting it in any way. In fact, not too long after I got into it, I started thinking that was part of the charm, is that it was like a good conversation starter, because you say to somebody, hey, have you ever played pickleball? And they'd be like, what the hell is pickleball? And then the name sounded ridiculous. It would start a conversation. But yeah, overall, I don't think it hurts it that much.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of with you. I don't really think it's, you know, it's held back the growth at all. I do agree. When I first moved down to Florida and I saw everybody was advertising pickleball courts, I was like, what is this? It didn't sound like a sport. It sounded like a game. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like cornhole, like you said, like it just, it sounds like a game to me, even though there are people that play it professionally. So I agree with you. I think sure, if we want to rewind the clock 50, 60 years, yeah, we could probably go back and consider a different name as it was being invented. That might have helped it. But obviously, it's growing at leaps and bounds still, so I don't think it's going to be hurting it.
Yeah, and I really don't think the creators of the sport ever thought it would grow the way that it did. So I think if they ever had even the slightest inkling that it would grow so massively, that they probably would try to think of a cooler sounding name. But I don't know. I like it. I think it's charming. I think it's part of the appeal of the sport.
I agree. I think we should stick with it. Now let's talk about dinking, or the dink, or just the word dink, and how commonly used it is, and how it's part of our sport. Commentators say it. There's the dink, right? I mean, you know, it's become dinking around. I mean, it's embedded in the sport. Do you think that that term has any sort of negative effect on the sport?
So I've never really thought about it before, but now that you mention it, like I do kind of feel like the term dink, especially for somebody that's not familiar with pickleball, that can sound really bad because I don't know. I feel like a lot of people use dink as like as a way to insult somebody, or I know some people, like if they have friends that don't have kids, they call them a dink, dual income, no kids. You don't have to, yeah, you're a dink.
I'm a
you're
dink.
A dink, dual income, yeah. No kids. What do you have to worry about? You don't have to worry about supporting kids and stuff like that. You got all the money in the world. No, but yeah, I do. I never really thought about it before, but I do think the term dink, I think that's worse than the name pickleball for the sport, to be honest. This is the first time I've ever thought about that, really.
I didn't want to tell you ahead of time because I kind of wanted your genuine reaction on it. So I'm glad that you're kind of saying that and leading towards it. There's a lot of reasons why I think that it's legitimate to ask that question. Number one, there's a sexual innuendo in there, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm out on the court and I'm like, oh, nice limp dink, or short dink, yeah. Long dink, right? Big dink.
Right.
There's a lot of ways that you can obviously refer to male genitalia with the term dink that I think kind of takes away with it. You already nailed it. The, you know, double income, no kids, or dual income, no kids, right? That's a slang term that's generally accepted in modern society. I also think at the same time, when you have new people watching the sport that have no idea what's happening and they see these pros dinking with each other, you and I both know what they're doing. We didn't when we first started playing. We were like, you know what I'm saying? But now we know.
Right.
And I think that by calling it a dink, in their mind, they're thinking, why are they hitting this ball so lightly back and forth at each other? Why not rip the ball hard, right? Because they don't see the perspective. They don't understand the strategy, anything like that.
Right.
So they're thinking, this is stupid. And then you add a stupid name on top of it, like dink. Yeah, I think it is hurting the sport. If that's something that we could change, and I would really feel bad for Thomas Shields and everybody over at the Dink if they had to change their name, right?
Right.
I do think that would change the outsider's perspective on the sport and maybe make it a little bit more valid. I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze by making a whole transition away from that term, but I do think it would help it be taken more seriously. And if we were going to replace the word dink with something else, Webby, do you have any suggestions?
Not off the top of my head. I can't think of, I feel like dink is just so drilled into my head. That's just all I can think of right now. But what about you? Do you have anything in mind that you think could replace it?
I don't. I mean, I also think the word dink, it doesn't sound like an intentional thing. It's almost like, oh, he just dinked it, right? It almost sounds like a reactive thing where maybe like the term bop, that sounds more like it's silly, but it's more of a intentional action that you're doing. So maybe something along those lines, but maybe that's a question that we ask you guys out there. Number one, should we change the term dink? And number two, if we do, what do you think we should call it that would make it to where it's more of a intentionally sounding shot or strategy in pickleball? We would love to hear your feedback. Post it down in the comments below or just let us know on social media, because I think it's a great topic.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Like I said, I never really thought about that before, but I could see that being something that people just think is ridiculous sounding, especially like an outsider looking in, somebody that isn't used to the sport. It is funny how many wacky terms this sport has. This, the name of the sport, pickleball. You're going to dink the ball.
You got a kitchen.
Yeah.
An Ernie. A Bernie. A Bert. And I just saw this past a couple weeks ago at the U.S. Open. I think it was Lee Whitwell hit a La Bernie.
Oh, nice. A slick trick.
It's become a thing now. It's a slick tricks, and it's coming to mainstream, which I like.
Slick tricks, boy!
This is the La Bernie.
La Bernie!
Oh!
Slizzick trizzicks.
Guys, I hope you enjoy those topics. I definitely know that I did. And I want to follow that up, Webby, with a question for you, and that is, how do you like to stay hydrated?
Well, I start every morning with pickleball cocktail, specifically the blue raspberry flavor. I absolutely love it. So even if I'm not playing pickleball, I love to start my morning drinking that. It just makes me feel nice and hydrated to start my day, and I love it.
Well, Jigsaw Health makes a lot of great products for both on the pickleball court and off. And if you guys go to jigsawhealth.com, you can use coupon code PBforLife to get what, Webby?
You're going to get yourself $10 off your order. Oh, yeah.
That's right. At Jigsaw Health, it's fun to feel good. Their products make you feel good. Definitely go check them out. By using that coupon code, you're going to get 10 bucks off. You're also going to help us out, which we definitely appreciate. And we love it. I use Jigsaw Health products every single day, and I'm a big fan of it. Just like I'm a big fan of
closing thoughts.
So what did we learn today? We learned that there's almost always a Janet on the court that might not be quite as high of a skill level as she thinks she is and doesn't belong, but we just have to deal with it. And sometimes you got to break the news to her that she might need to play with the lower level people, but do it calmly. Don't hurt her feelings. Also, if some new pickleball courts open up in your neighborhood, expect all the dads to get really excited and get jiggy with it and do the dad dance. We also discussed whether indoor pickleball is better than outdoor pickleball. And in my case, I think definitively indoor is better, but that's just me. Also, we learned that the name of this sport and some of the terms like dink could possibly be hurting it to the outsiders looking in and make people not take it quite as seriously. Should they be changed? Not necessarily, but I feel like it is something to consider. But I think this was another very fun episode. And what about you, Eddie?
I love it. I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. Please let us know in the comments below what you guys think of this new format. And on that note, I'm Eddie.
And until next time, this is Webby, not Eddie, signing off.
See ya.
Well, we're taking a round with Eddie and Webby. Taking a round with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.